Right, let's start this podcast properly. Hello, and welcome to the Game Show with me, your host, Andrew Rice, and Luke saying properly over the top, because I can't help but try and be Ignis. What are we here for today? We're here to do a quiz that was made in less than 40 minutes. So get your lips around that one. Probably less than 30 minutes by the time we actually agreed that it was
I've spent 40 or 30 minutes on making a quiz. I don't know what you're up to.
I spent like an hour. I've got a lot of avenues to go down. Anyway, who's here? Luke, you're here. I've heard you before.
I am here. I'm here.
What are you doing here?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yeah.
Playing Donkey Kong Country 2.
I can't believe the apathy you're showing towards this podcast. Well, that's sad. And also, I don't know why you're playing Donkey Kong Country 2. It doesn't sound like it's a good use of your time. Anyway.
2024, isn't it, mate?
Yeah. Jay, how you getting on?
I am a sleepy boy, but I am here.
Are you going to sing everything that you say in this episode, or just that?
just that, a little treat of what could be.
And why are you so tired?
I don't sleep well after I've had a few drinks, so...
Well, don't drink, that's the rules.
Yep, don't drink it.
Yep, great. Yeah, don't drink it. Are you drinking?
Don't drink children.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton.
And outside of not drinking children, how are you doing, Matt?
I am here.
Oh, good. Well, it sounds like we've got three present boys, and what more can we ask for than that?
Presents? I didn't get any presents.
Oh, the presents you're getting are these sweet, sweet questions. So, moving on to round one. I haven't actually managed to name these rounds. That's what happens when you put things together.
On the spot now. Go.
It's things about games they're releasing in March, but not really about the ones that are releasing in March. More about the other ones that happened before.
Not your catchiest.
No, this is it. This
we used to name all the rounds, but that was it. We haven't really done that for like 60 episodes.
I think I generally name my rounds. Well, at least I write down names for my rounds. Whether or not I read them out, I don't know. I have named round two, but it's not an interesting name.
Hidden names for some extra information.
I certainly do name like the letter rounds at least. Like I always go for X's for xylophone. Obviously, I haven't done that one yet.
No, well, no, you haven't.
Sleepy X.
I always remember that because the letter's not always X.
What?
It'd be stupid if you always have X's for xylophone, because...
The way I interpreted that was that it wasn't always X that starts xylophone, as if there's alternative spellings of xylophone. Oh,
if you're an idiot, you might spell it Z. Oh, murder me.
Yep, we were all pretty angry for that one. That was upsetting. Get into British mode, thank you very much. Or there'll be negative points. Round one. So question one. Oh, yeah, sorry, I should probably actually establish what we're doing. let's do a round the houses. Everyone can say a number, and then whoever's closest gets the bonus question.
You're not coming round my house.
Great. Question one. Starting with Luke, because that's what I... That's the best point, yeah. Why don't you let me round, you prick?
You never wanted to come up this neck of the woods.
I don't think that's true. I've never...
Expressed. I don't think he's ever explicitly not
either one. Way.
Well, until prove otherwise, I'm thinking you just don't want to see me.
This is a real thing. Is the question is when you go around, when you're meant to go around pieces of houses, do you have to invite yourself around to their houses, or do you have to be invited? It's a line I've never quite got to.
I've got a friend who's always like, "Oh, why don't you come around my house?" It's like because you don't invite me, and I'm not inviting myself to your house.
Yes, that's it. Whoa, I feel I require an invite,
lads. This is just proof that you're both vampires. You know.
Well, now that we've proven that. This is a 50% vampire podcast. question one, and Luke, you can answer first. How many Vanillaware games have there been, not including remasters?
Five.
Okay. Jay?
I can only think of... It's not right. I can only think of two. Fuck it.
You go with two.
Yeah.
Okay, and Mas.
Seven.
Mas gets the point. It is nine. Oh, I haven't actually put anywhere to actually record points.
There's no point recording mine anyway.
Well, you've got one, so that's good start. Right, you may now name the nine games, Mas.
Wait, I wasn't even listening to what the studio was.
It was Vanillaware.
It was Bethesda, mate.
Bethesda? Yeah.
No, Vanillaware. I'd like to emphasise it is Vanillaware.
I'm still going to name Bethesda games, because that's what I heard.
I prefer it if you named Vanillaware games. It's all the same.
To be honest, I've never heard of them. The fuck are
Vanillaware? It's quite hard to tell you who Vanillaware are without naming their games.
Can you give me an example? Fallout 3, perhaps?
I'm afraid Fallout 3 is not one of them. No, the games, of course, were Fantasy Earth, The Ring of Dominion, Grim Grimoire, Odin Sphere, Kumatanchi, Muramasa the Demon Blade, Grand Knight History, Dragon's Crown, 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim, and Unicorn Overlord.
Oh.
I did know more than two.
Yeah, there you go. See? You let yourself down there, Miles. You could have committed, but you didn't. Moving on to question three. How many licensed songs are there in Hi-Fi Rush? Luke? No, Jay, you're first this time. That's how that works.
Oh, there are six.
Okay, Mus, what's your guess?
Seven.
Luke?
Twenty-four.
Okay, that's another point for Mus. So it's lucky we are recording his points, as he's absolutely killing it so far today. I'm sure you would like to then name the songs in Hi-Fi Rush.
Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah.
Hi-Fi Jazz. Hi-Fi Soul.
Just again, these are licensed songs, so they are like, you know, by legitimate musical artists.
What's wrong with Hi-Fi Jazz?
I just don't think, well, you haven't really given me the enough information. I couldn't tell you how they had to license Hi-Fi Jazz.
Can you really license jazz? I feel
well,
like that's
the question.
You know.
Well, these songs are definitely licensed.
Okay, so. I'll pick a definitely licensed song. Toxic, Britney Spears, that's on there.
Unfortunately, that is not on there.
Oh,
so
no.
The correct answers, of course, were 1 Million by Nine Inch Nails, The Perfect Drug by Nine Inch Nails, Inazawa, there's not 24, there's 8, mate. Inazawa Chainsaw Number Girl.
I just had my number in my head. I was like, hey, I'm great.
Lonely Boy, The Black Keys, Invaders Must Die, The Prodigy, Whirring, The Joy Formidable, Wolfgang's Fifth Symphony by Wolfgang Gartner, and Honestly by Zvan. I assume that's pronounced Zvan. I mean,
did you expect us to get any of those?
Maybe the Nine Inch Nails ones. I think they're quite well known, and I think the Black Keys one. Maybe
what he wasn't expecting was for me to get the right answers.
You are not Hi-Fi Rush.
No, Luke.
That's not my problem. I must could have definitely played it.
Hi-Fi Rush is my favorite vanilla game, or whatever they were.
Well, moving on to a category that we all know more about. It's Star Wars Battlefront 2: Heroes and Villains.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. So this is excluding the neutral sides and the creatures. I just want the heroes and villains that are playable in the original Star Wars Battlefront 2. Mus, you may guess first. How many?
Probably about seven.
Okay. Luke?
Served me poorly so far, but 24.
Okay, and Jay?
Got to be about 16.
That's interesting.
There's 20.
That's 20, isn't it?
Yep. So I'll allow you to alternatively name the characters for big bonus points, and you're getting half a point each.
Wow. Okay.
That's how that's going to work out.
That's great.
Okay. Right, so...
Just give us a point each and make your own life easier, mate.
No, I refuse. right, yeah, Luke, you can name the first
Luke
character.
Luke Skywalker.
Is Luke Skywalker in
finally there? It's a correct answer on this.
Yes.
Podcast.
Jay.
Darth Vader.
Okay. Luke.
General Grievous.
I'm pretty sure he's on the list.
I thought we did a thing where you were only picking the light side people and I was picking the evil dudes.
No, he refused to do a thing.
Yeah. So I will go Han Solo for alternate.
You know, he's really mixing it up. Han Solo's on the list. Luke.
Minch Yoda.
Sorry, what?
Minch Yoda.
Minch?
Minch is his first name, mate. That's canon.
Fucking hell.
I was not aware of that. But thanks for the educational information. Jay.
Give me Darth Maul.
He was Darth Maul. He's got Darth Maul. Got any other first names for us, Luke?
Yep. Sheev.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
Have we got Palpatine? That's the real question.
Palpers.
Yeah.
I
mean, his first name is Emperor, but...
first name Emperor?
His first name is Michael. His middle name is Pura.
Jay?
I'll have Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan is on the list. Luke?
I'll have Anakin Skywalker.
You can have Anakin Skywalker.
I'll
Jay.
I'll have a fuck. Let's go wild. Ki-Adi Mundi.
Whoa.
Ki-Adi Mundi is on the list.
Have we had any ladies yet?
Guy with a funny head.
It doesn't look like it.
Padme Amidala.
Ooh. Padme isn't on the list.
Oh.
You're out, Jay.
Get out.
Name as many more as you want.
Chewbacca.
Chewie's on the list.
Leia?
Leia's on the list.
Yeah. Dooku.
Count Dooku's on the list.
Darth Tyrannus.
Boba Fett.
Is Boba on the list?
I don't care if this puts me. I want to see it. Is Jango Fett also there?
Django's also on the list.
Yeah. Mace Windu?
I believe so. Yep.
Is Ayla Secura on there?
I didn't count. No, sorry. Ayla Secura is... the wrong one I'm thinking of. Yeah, she is on the list. Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
God, what a game this is.
I'm actually probably going to pick it up because me and my brother will play it online.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can be asked because I've already got it on PC, so I can just play it anytime anyway.
Yeah, but if you've got any friends to play it with on PC.
kind of running a bit dry now, to be honest.
There must only be one or two left.
It can't be that many left, right?
Three more.
And they're probably all more obvious than they should be.
Technically there's two more, sorry.
Okay, two more. Are you counting the new ones that added in for the port?
There was a slight issue with my counting. Well, technically there's probably one more. I mean, it depends how you want to...
Wait. This changes... No, wait, I'm going to shut up.
It just does change things, because if there's only one more, I get all the points.
No, we haven't established that. We're not adding the points as they go, so that's definitely not happening.
Fine. Maybe you included the new one as Kit Fisto there.
Oh.
Kit Fisto? No, Kit Fisto is not there. No. And the reason that I realised there was some issues is that Obi-Wan Kenobi is there twice. And, of course,
Obi-Wan Kenobi and Ben Kenobi,
is also on the list. But it counts as Obi-Wan both times, so yeah. So I'm not entirely sure who we missed. I'm struggling to find, unless I did count Asajj Ventress after all, who was only available through an Xbox Live patch. That's a fun fact for the kids at home. Okay. Oh, Yoda's there twice as well. Okay, in which case then you're pretty fucked for that last one.
Oh,
I didn't
see
the double counts.
Listen.
That happens when you prepare quizzes quickly, kids.
Here's a fun fact about Ki-Adi Mundi. Yep. Oh, yeah? You ready?
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
I'm ready for it.
He's the only Jedi, the only one, that's allowed to have the sexy times.
I think, I don't know why.
His species
has like some Ponfar type thing, like from Star Trek.
I think it's more to do with the fact that his species is almost extinct. I don't think it's some Ponfar thing. I think it's more to do with just Almost.
I thought Jedi's were allowed to have sex.
Yeah, because I think George Lucas is on record of saying that they can have sex, they just can't form attachments.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is some extended universe bullshit.
Yeah, it's important stuff.
Star Wars legends.
Well, speaking of some legends, moving on to the next question. It is Dragon's Dogma bosses. How many of them are there? And it will be back to Luke to go first.
I'm trying to think. Is this including DLC?
No, it's not including DLC.
Because there's monsters, but I don't think it counts that many of them as bosses.
Well, I'm only counting the ones according to dragonsdogma.fandom.com/wiki/category/bosses.
I'm going to say 5.
Okay. Jake?
Yeah, I'm going to do it, Moss. You're not ready for this. 7!
A must.
This is like that time.
Your precious 7. What would you want?
You know what? I'm going to get this in early now. I'm going to start saying Victoria.
I can't accept Victoria. It's a numerical.
But Victoria, the sort of Polish pronunciation. But they would still, I don't know, they still write it with a V, so it doesn't even work.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What are you saying? you got the wrong way around. The Polish use W's and pronounce them as V's.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. Okay. So far we've had, what, 5 from Luke and 7 from Jay?
Yep.
The closest. I could go 6 and really fuck myself.
Or get it bang on. I mean, that's the other option.
Like, that would be funny if it was bang on. But it also would be quite funny if they have to do this fucking guessing bullshit against each other again. So I'll just go 8.
8, that gives you the point, Mus. It is 15. Oh. So I don't know what the fuck Luke was chatting about.
There must be a lot of optional ones I didn't do.
Right, Mus, I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
Just imagine some, like, fantasy monsters. Mm. Please name them.
Thanks for the clue. Are we talking, like, Tolkien fantasy? We've got some Ents in there.
Go straight for
honestly, Mus, even more basic than that.
Yeah, let's start with the basics.
Yeah, what, even more basic than Tolkien?
Heffalump.
Yeah.
Goblin.
Goblin's not so boss.
You can't get more basic than a goblin.
You led them down a wrong road there, you two.
El Goblo!
We tried our best.
Goblo!
Right.
The answers, of course, were Archhydra, Chimera, Cockatrice, Cyclops, Drake, Evil Eye, Golem, Gore Chimera?
Did you see El Goblo, Mus?
Griffin, Grigory, Hydra, Ogre, Seneschal, Ur-Dragon, and White.
No, but tell me more about El Goblo.
Well, he's kind of... do you remember Noddy growing up?
Yeah, I'm aware of him.
Yeah, Noddy. It's Noddy. El
I've not
Goblo.
Thought about Noddy in a long time, I'm going to be honest.
Why not?
Sorry, why would you think about Noddy?
Why wouldn't you?
I just don't have a lot of reason to think about Noddy in my life. I think more about Brum than Noddy.
You think more about Brum?
Oh, no, not a chance. Not a chance.
You don't think about Brum?
No, I think about Noddy.
Well, I'm glad we've all come down on one side of the great Noddy Brum divide. But as for question 5,
a Brum esque car more than I see like a Noddy esque doll. So
I've seen Brum in the real. I've seen him in the flesh. He winked at me. I went to a museum.
That's salacious. Okay.
I know that Matt is telling the truth because I've been to the same museum.
Yeah.
Did Brum wink at you? You can tell us.
Brum sucked me off.
Good.
There we go.
God say.
Good. The natural conclusion. Right. Question 5. How many South Park games have there been?
50% vampire or Brum sucked me off.
How many South Park games have there been, Jay?
How many South Park games? 7.
7. You fucking hell. He's doing it on purpose now.
It's really ruining your day.
It's really sad. I reckon. Well, let's see. There's been a few.
Yep.
I was going to say 24. That would be insane. I haven't been 24. There's been. I reckon there's been 12.
Okay. And Luke.
I was going to go 10. And I'm going to... 10.
You were going 10 and you are going 10. Nice.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, that's 2 points for that because you are bang on, sir.
Nice.
Please name them.
Stick of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Fractured But Whole.
Yep.
I'm done. Probably one that's just called South Park.
Yep.
Is it like South Park Racing?
It is a
South Park Rally. It's close enough.
What? Well, what about Gobbo?
I was like, nowhere near.
But you had El Goblo on the list.
El Goblo.
I heard you say that.
I'm pretty sure I didn't. But sure.
No, I think you did.
Luke, any more?
No. South Park and Ride.
No, there's no South Park and Ride, although that does sound like a hell of a day out. Four more points for you there. Okay. And that is the end of round one. Congrats, everyone, for making it through. Mus, you finished the round on 3 points. Luke has 11.5 points. And Jay has 12.5 points.
Oh, you remember at the start, we were like, wow, Mus is winning this.
Well, this is it. Ironically, Mus has probably answered the questions the best so far, but it's really not capitalised on his bonus question.
Mus has been the most successful in guessing numbers.
Yeah, which is what this quiz is all about. It's a skill. So.
That's true. That is the true nature of Game Show.
Oh, I've accidentally opened three windows at once. This is a bit interesting.
Gonna get a breeze in there, mate.
Round two. Peach! There's 135 games with Princess Peach in them. Not always as a playable character. Name them. Jay. No. Yeah. Jay. I got confused because the points have got Mus first, but that's because Mus got the first point. It all makes sense. Jay, please name a game with Princess Peach in it.
I've got things to do today. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm going to be very harsh.
I was going to say, how much of a cunt are you being? If I say Super Mario Brothers, you're going to be like, no, that's Princess Toadstool.
I think he is going to be that harsh.
I'm going to be as harsh as the page mariowiki.com/Princess Peach allows.
Okay, and she just needs to be featured, doesn't
it? List of appearances, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super Mario Sunshine.
That's annoying. He hasn't just searched the list. I wish I could have had that separate. Super Mario Sunshine is legit. Mus.
Yep. Super Mario RPG.
Super Mario RPG. Yep. This is annoying. The order's not too bad. It's fine, it's fine. Luke.
Super Mario 64.
Oh no, that's a hideous thing to search for. Jay.
Paper Mario.
Did you say Paper Mario?
Yep.
Why did you say it in such a way that Discord didn't like?
I don't know.
The control F on this page is a fucking disaster. They should really let me have this as its own page. It would make my life much easier. It's almost like they didn't design it around me making a quiz. That's fine. Mus.
Mario Party 8.
Mario Party 8. Yep. Luke.
Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door.
More references to the Thousand Year Door on this page than you'd expect. Yep.
Super Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario. Mus.
Mario Kart 8.
He's going for Mario Kart 8.
Are you happy with this round, Andy?
Yeah, it's good, good round. I would like it if
you should have spiced it up and said that we had to like do a Peach voice or something, because it's okay, just going to be us on, saying games.
From now on, you have to say games in the Peach voice. There you go. You've done that to yourself.
Do you think I've got a problem with it?
No, you don't have a problem with it, but it's fine. Luke, you must answer in your Peach voice.
Paper Mario Color Splash.
I don't know if I gave Mus a point for that last one. You can have an extra point if not.
Mario Strikers charged.
I'm not sure how I feel about that voice, to be honest. Mario Strikers charged. Yeah. Mus.
Mario Golf.
Is that Peach?
No, it's Mario.
Oh, okay.
Mario Golf.
Mario Golf.
It's meant to be an impression of Peach, I thought we established.
Yeah, well, I don't play by your rules.
Don't give him the point.
I'm giving the point. I respect the disrespect. Luke.
Paper Mario.
Sticker star. What was that? Oh, sticker star. Okay, I didn't realize you were stopping. Yeah, there's no R in sticker. Not, well, there is, but...
Not there. Yeah. It's not stricker.
Yep. How did you know?
You wrote strikers a couple of minutes ago and your brain can't change things that quickly.
That makes sense. Oh, he's on it, he's on it. Jay.
It's like how I went to Mexico and kept replying to Spanish and Japanese.
Nice.
Mario Hoops 3-on-3.
It's on the list.
All right, it's time for Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
you tell me what that character is.
It's...
little orphan boy little from London.
Yeah.
Are they in the Mario franchise at all?
Read all about it.
Oh, is it for me a Mario one, does it? Okay, fine.
I mean, typically, yeah. But fine. It's fine. I'll give you the point for that. You can come up with another character for next time.
Okay.
See, now this has made it more interesting, because now we're forgetting what games have been said.
That was the idea, yes.
Yeah, but without the voices, we were going too quick.
That's true. Yeah, okay. Well done on slow. It'll do.
Mario Kart Wii!
Yep.
I nearly fucked myself there, because I was about to say a game that didn't exist and just say Mario Kart 6.
That would have been a problem.
I was just working backwards from 8. And...
Hi, it's me. Hollywood actor Chris Pratt, Mario Kart Double Dash.
God, don't get Chris Pratt involved. He doesn't know what games feature what characters.
I really loved stomping on those Koopas.
I loved playing as Peach in the original Mario Brothers in the arcade.
And it's back to Mus.
It's the video game.
It says, whoa.
We play the tennis, Mario Tennis, Ultra Smash.
Oh, okay.
This is whoa dying.
Yeah, it's Luigi's father.
Is that not also Mario's father?
No, just Luigi's.
To be fair, we don't know that they're full brothers, do we?
In the movie, they definitely are.
That's why Luigi's so much taller.
Yeah, but the movie's not, like, official canon, is it? It's just some fan fiction bullshit. Luke.
Mario and Sonic at the London Olympic Games.
I'm afraid that is incorrect. It's Mario Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games. You have been knocked out.
Doesn't even know about our country.
You know, I'm happy that the one I went out on is the fucking London one and the Olympic one, two things I hate.
Jay.
Hi, it's me, Captain Lou Albano, here to talk about Super Smash Bros. Melee. And remember, if you don't give me the point, you go to hell and then you die.
Oh. That sounds upsetting. Then, yeah, that's fine. You can have that one. Mas.
Hey! Are you sitting comfortably? It's time for drugs, motherfucker! I'm Dr. Mario!
Drugs. Dr. Mario.
I'm Dr. Mario!
Peach isn't in Dr. Mario.
She is in the operating room.
She's in the smartphone one, but I don't know what that's called.
Yeah. Which means it's just you left, Moss.
Yeah, have fun with this.
Moyle's put us out of our misery. I'm going to do winning quizzes, but fuck, absolutely.
But I'm going to do one more because I'm surprised none of us said it. And if we did say it, then I've forgotten. Super Princess Peach.
Yeah, I was saving that, but then I got myself knocked out by not remembering the fucking year that we had the fucking Olympics, which was so good for our economy.
Yep, Super Princess Peach is on the list.
Cool.
I should play that soon, actually. I've got it on my shelf.
And then...
Have you played it?
No.
What? Some fake Peach fan you are.
Well, it's my understanding that the game's not very good.
No, it's quite good. I liked it. It's fun.
Okay, well, then I'm looking forward to playing it before the new one comes out.
Good. Miles.
Manhunt 2!
Really hope she's in it. I don't think she will be, but she's not in Manhunt 2.
What if she was?
Sad to hear.
Oh yeah, I don't think anyone from Manhunt 1 comes back because they're all fucking dead.
Well, the games you missed were
no.
Super Mario Bros. well, after that round, Mass is on 9 points, Luke's on 16.5, and Jay is leading on 20.5 points. On to the final round, everybody. It's the W round.
I always come up with really good names for my letter.
Like I said, I do, but I didn't have any time today. I was under pressure. It was sprung on me at literally the last minute.
What is that? Name a word that starts with W. Come on.
W is for Winchester.
Good, there we go. That'll do.
Go down to the Winchester, have a pint, and wait for this to all blow over.
Yeah.
So, question one, starting with Mas. Mm. Civ 6 leaders. There's three of them. Please name a Civ 6 leader that begins with W.
I'm assuming it's okay to just do the last name?
No.
No? Oh.
No.
Damn it. That was going to be my answer.
But thank you for clarifying that.
William Wallace.
William Wallace is not on the list.
That was also going to be my answer.
Yeah. Luke.
George Washington?
No, because his name is George.
You just didn't clarify first name. You just said we
did clarify.
That's what my question was.
No, I thought it was kind of...
You absolutely right. Luke Skywalker'd it.
I thought Buzz's question was, can we just say the last name?
No, I meant
can I at least go out with the stupid one I wanted to give you?
No.
You can say it, but it doesn't
I
count.
I was going to say Wandy, the evil candy.
Great. Jay.
Washington, George.
No, it's Wilfrid Laurier, Wilhelmina, and Wuzetain. So you screwed that one up, folks. Next question, Zoo Tycoon animals. This is animals from the original Zoo Tycoon, including the expansions.
Wow.
Begin with W. So, Luke, you're first.
Wallaby.
Wallaby's not on the list.
I genuinely can't think of another animal that starts with W, so I'm excited to hear what we get.
Water.
Water buffalo.
Nope, water buffalo is not on the list. And Mus.
Walrus.
Walrus is not on the list. Of course, the answers were West Indian manatee, whale shark, white Bengal tiger, woolly mammoth, and woolly rhino.
What do you mean a woolly mammoth?
Well, there's an extinct animals expansion for the original Zootopia.
Apparently there was an aquarium expansion.
You can get dinosaurs and stuff. Oh yeah, and there was an aquarium expansion. In fact, yeah. Basically, all of them are the expansions except for the white Bengal tiger, which is base game. Question three. World of Warcraft expansions. Oh, where's that?
I thought Mass was going to tell us his walrus story again.
Oh, sorry, is there a walrus story?
Oh, I want another walrus story. Smash. Oh, wait, really? Yet. Have we? I've forgotten this.
Yeah. Basically, I was at Longleat Safari Park, and we were queuing to get on one of those boats, and there was a... there was a walrus. But that's not the funny part. The funny part is that the walrus had an inflamed genitals and was like standing on his cock constantly. And I was like four, so I didn't really understand what was going on, but Dad was just laughing at it. And, but luckily, you know, that memory stuck with me until I was old enough to realize what the horse was doing to itself. But it was just like watching people in the queue go past it while it was stamping on his bobby. Yeah, good times.
The way you described it last time was that it was punching the shit out of its own dick.
Yeah.
Well, this I mean, is the way you have to get into retell the story. There's always new takes.
Insofar as walruses can punch, yeah, it was punching the fuck out of its own dick.
The reason he told the story last time is because he said the Gosharag's arm reminded him of the walrus's dick.
No!
There we go. Anyway, yes, moving on to question three. It's World of Warcraft expansions. And I think it's Jay to go first.
World of Warcraft, rather. Cataclysm?
That's on the list.
Oh, so we can just say World of Warcraft and the expansion.
Yep.
World of Warcraft. Pandario. Legends of Pando. Pandaria.
What exactly are you committing to here?
You know, Kung Fu Panda, that expansion.
Can't give you Kung Fu Panda, that expansion. Luke?
Riding on Dragon. World of Warcraft, Riding on Dragons and that.
Yeah, that's not one either. Joe, feel free to take it home.
What a clusterfuck this quiz has been.
I am curious, I don't want to know. Is it World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria?
Yeah, I think that's the right one.
It is Mists of Pandaria, yes.
And is it World of Warcraft, Dragonflight?
Yep, it's Dragonflight.
Okay. Yeah, I'm done. I'm just kidding.
You've only got six more to go for, so it's not a big issue.
I could name a few of them, but nah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Done.
Well, you can't just be done. You have to give me an answer.
Sorry, World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft.
Believe it or not, World of Warcraft is not on the list. You could have 3 points, though. Next up, we have Pokemon, who start with a W.
Hey! Whoa!
I think it's back to you, Master Start.
Whoopa!
Whoopa.
Whoopa.
Oh, how am I on S? What's happened there?
It was definitely wrong letter, mate. Earlier. Probably because an advert sperm popped in and it's moved.
So far down the page. What a nightmare.
Jeez.
Whooper, you said.
I said Whooper. Yeah, Whooper.
Whooper's on the list.
Whooper.
Yeah. Luke.
Wilmer. 30, by the way, so.
Yep.
I guess I'll have Whale Lord.
You can take him. Mus.
Whoa, Buffett.
Buffett. On the list.
Whiscash
is on the list. Yeah.
Walrein.
Walrein is on the list.
Ooh, is she or she?
Took me quite a while to realise where that was going. Yes.
Solo form.
There's no forms. So
there are, the wishy-washy has two forms. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I'm not acknowledging them.
Well, I'm giving you solo form.
Luke. Why not?
Because it's your turn, Jay.
Woo, bat!
I'm not sure I enjoyed that one very much. But to Mus.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that one. I'd like to hear it again. I think the folks at home would agree.
Yeah, replay, Luke. I'll do it again. That was a one and done.
It's my favorite Pokemon is a Wattrow. Wattrow.
It's a what?
Wattrow.
Wattrow, okay. It was quite hard to hear amongst all the noise.
Watto's Wattrow.
Like
Wigglytuff.
Oh.
Wigglytuff's on the list. And back to Miles.
Oh, Weedle!
Oh, yeah!
Weedle is okay.
What a good Pokemon that is, yes.
Mus.
Weeping Bell.
Yep. And Luke.
Weavile.
Yep. And Miles.
Whimsicott!
Yep.
I'm wheezing.
Oh, I see. Yep. Back to Luke.
Wormpool.
We don't have Wormpool yet. That feels a bit mad, doesn't it?
It's quite a late Gen 1. It's like Gen 4.
Yeah, I suppose. That obviously depends if you're doing it in order, I suppose. Back to Jay.
Starting to struggle a bit.
Wait, can we go back to... Why do you think he's one that we would come up with early?
Just feels like he's quite an obvious choice for me. I don't know.
Is there not one called, like, Wormadam?
Wormadam, yep. Yeah. You can have Wormadam.
Oh, thank you, Brain.
Back to Mus.
Are you on the beach? Are you enjoying your sandwich? Well, you're not anymore, because Wingo's gone and nicked it.
Doesn't even acknowledge it, just moves on.
Wormpool and Wormadam have reminded
That's
me
what
of.
I expect.
Whirlipede.
Whirlipede. We had Whirlipede. I thought we did.
Nope.
No, it's not. See, this is the kind of list I would have prepared in advance and then crossed them off as I went because it makes it much easier for me. But there we go. And it's Jay.
Oh! Wartortle!
Yep.
See, now that's one we should have got earlier.
Yeah, that one
is a bit of a surprise. Pokemon number 8. And then it's back to Mus.
Are you on the beach?
No,
and now you're sad because you see it, which is good. Well, I don't want to hear a whisper out of you.
Can't tell where this accent's from, if it's West Midlands or if it's...
It's natural. Homebrewed.
Whisper.
Whisper?
Yeah, whismer.
Whismer, yes, that's better.
Yeah. I don't want to hear a whisper out of you. That's what I said earlier.
That's what we always say. Back to Luke.
The Pokemon that's currently my buddy in Pokemon Go, Wimpod.
Whoa. Oh, nice.
Yep.
You need 400 fucking candy to evolve it, so.
Back to Jay.
Woo!
Yep, I was expecting that when you did the first woo, to be fair, but you decided not to continue your wooing. Must.
I'd like an instant replay on the Woo again.
Yeah. I think that Woo was as good as the first one, I fear. I fear he did really use his energy on the first one.
He used a lot of his energy, but listen, I hope you live in a safe place where they have a neighborhood watchdog. It's just watchhog.
Yeah. Which is quite different to a watchdog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luke.
Wiglet.
Yep. I'm surprised no one's got Wiglet yet. That felt like
Thanks.
Jay.
Thanks, Luke, for keeping him in the game. Wugtree. Yeah,
really appreciate that. Mus.
Oh no. I feel like we've said that one already.
I'm down to only two more that I can think of.
I think
I
have
do
one.
A quick count as well to see how we've got.
Yeah, how many do we have left?
Can't be many, right?
We're on 27, so there's three left.
Oof.
Ooh, what's the one I'm not thinking of? Noble three.
I think we've said it already, but yeah, I'm being pushed for time here. I've got to go in 5 minutes.
Have you actually?
No, I don't at all.
Okay, because
the alarm in his voice.
I've never heard Luke so concerned about anything in his life.
I was actually kind of excited. I was like, oh great, that gives me an extra couple of weeks to sort out this fucking episode.
No, I'll stay to make it awkward for you. Where, dear?
It's on the list.
Where, dear?
Okay, back to Luke.
Wo Chien. Oh, wait, should I go with the other one? Because I bet that's the one Jay's got.
Jay, can you name the final Pokemon?
I think it's called...
That doesn't begin with a W, so I'd probably
say... it is... Whoa! So it actually does begin with a W.
Is it Walking Wake?
It's Walking Wake. Fuck. He takes the points.
If I'd gone with that, there's no way Jay would have known Wo Chien's name.
No. Absolutely not.
Fuck that. I totally fucked that
a
on the final
classic
Pokemon.
Tactical misplay by Luke. And on to the final round of
it's
the
fucking
day.
Over, mate.
It's Wonderful 101 characters. There's 50 to pick from. And it is Jay to go first.
Wonder Red.
Red's on the list. It's Mus.
Wonder Boy. No, Wonder Boy? Not Wonder Boy. That's a song from Tenacious D. Wonder... But yeah, Wonder Boy. Fuck it.
Wonder Boy's not on the list.
Oh, no.
Luke.
Wonder Blue.
Blue's on the list.
The wonder of you.
What's the answer there?
The wonder of you.
Wonder of you is not on the list. Luke, it's your chance to take the whole quiz home.
It's really not. How much is Jay winning by?
He's winning currently by 40 points.
Right, so if I could name
Sorry, 37, I think.
If I could name all of the fucking Wonderful 101...
Yeah.
I could win. Right.
It's all to play for.
Wonder Green.
Wonder Green is on the list.
Wonder Yellow.
Wonder Yellow is on the list.
Wonder Chef.
Wonder Chef.
I hope it's there.
It's unfortunately not on the list.
There is some shit like that that starts showing up.
Oh yeah, you definitely went in the right direction. A quick few highlights. You've got Astronaut, you've got Bayonetta, you've got Clown, You got ghosts.
Is she just called Pixie, Wanda Bayonetta?
Zombie. Yeah, she's called Wanda Bayonetta.
Nice. I knew she had there's a cameo. Also
Wanda Jean and Wanda Rodan. So,
nice.
Wanda Santa, Wanda Samurai. So, yeah, a lot of Wanda Vegetable. There you go. Everything you'd want except for...
See, this will learn me for keeping my Switch copy of Wonderful 101 in the cellophane and not playing it.
Exactly. I thought that would be one that you'd be able to get, but alas, you've let the town down.
I might have got Matt, a
you
few.
You were somewhat close with our boy.
There was no way I was getting the fucking 40 I needed to beat Jay. I lost it on
there's
that Wonder, word
Wonder Babe. That's an important one. So, you know. Anyway. That's enough of this quiz. Musk got 9 points today. Luke's got 20.5. And Jay has won with 53.5 points. Jay, would you like to take it away?
Well, if you've enjoyed this podcast, you can find us on Twitter at Game Game Show. You can also chuck us a buck on patreon.com/
splash of cash.
A little splash of cash at patreon.com/podcast2podcastis. And remember, kids, if you don't support your favorite podcast, you go to hell and then you die.
You're really enjoying that line today, aren't you?
I remembered that, and it made me laugh so much in my head. But I don't want to derail the podcast.
If I can be asked, I'll put the clip in at the end.
Great. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Captain Lou Albano talking to you about drugs. Kids, don't be afraid to say no. Anyone that asks you to use drugs is not your friend. Drugs can and will kill. Remember, don't be afraid to turn to your priest, your rabbi, your minister, your moms, your dads, your teachers, because drugs can kill. And if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die. Please.